At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Josh Appel is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Josh is an NFL play-by-play broadcaster nationally for Sports USA. He will be in Tennessee this weekend on the call for Patriots and Titans. So he will be able to see Drake May and Cam Ward close up and personal. Josh, who would you rather have right now as your quarterback? Tua, Drake May, or Cam Ward? He's muted.
He looks so upset. It's well, okay. Look, Josh, I do it every segment, Josh. I do it every segment.
And your mic's not connected. What a great
start. Mic isn't even connected. His mic isn't even connected. It was such a good introduction and a nice
No.
Hold on. He's talking, but nothing's coming out.
How about now? Are we good?
There you go. Look at that. Josh is back. Josh is back.
I'm a little upset because everybody around here has been skipping our pre-show meetings. They've either been skipping them or they've been late, and it results in what we have here. And I'm a little disappointed in everybody on this show.
Yeah, gotta be honest. You saying it is not like Tua saying it.
Why not? to answer your question.
Because you're Quinn Ewers?
Oh, well,
damn.
Okay. Well, if Quinn Ewers should be stepping up in this situation, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Has Tua said anything, by the way? Oh, okay. I'm looking at David Furonis.
It's today, tweet. Right? That he talks?
Yeah. Well, he's like right now. Furonis says Tua opens his press conference Wednesday by clearing the air and owning up to the mistake of his postgame comments Sunday. Tua Tagovailoa admits he had some throws that were off Sunday against the Chargers as he's dealt with hip and thumb injuries, but he's not using it as an excuse.
Why do you say
I'll take Drake May?
No. Why would he say I have hip and thumb injuries if he's not using it as an excuse?
I mean, but I hate that anyway with any professional athlete. They go, well, this is going on, but we're not using it as an excuse. But that is an excuse. Like, I hate that when, you know, the Panthers, who had the broken sternum? And wasn't it obvious that Kachuk was like, yeah, he was skating around there. He was looked like a shell of himself. And they're like, well, we're not going to use this as an excuse. No, let us know that his sternum is broken because we're all noticing that he's skating around like that, like a zombie out there.
Isn't it an explanation more than excuse? I was going to say exclamation. Yeah, I think that's a...
I have Tobin literally just sent me this as we're talking, about a minute and 20 of Tua answering some questions. You guys want to hear it? I think I can play the audio.
Yes. Yeah, I would like to hear this.
Like that, how tough are those discussions when you have to have them when there's
like you said, there's a lot being said from all kinds of directions about what you said. Mm-hmm. How tough is it to sift through everything to make sure they get your point of what you meant and clear the air?
Well, I think it's the intent, right? What was the intent? And I think just the emotions, the built-up emotions after the game, no one wants to lose, but just not allowing myself to stay in the moment and, you know, just kind of get outside of that. You know, you just have those kind of conversations. What is the intent? And then you kind of move from there. So we've had some conversations with that.
In general, do you feel at this moment that overall team culture is still an issue?
Joe Shad.
I wouldn't say so. Having conversation with guys today, seeing the way guys are out there at practice, I wouldn't say so.
What sort of reaction have you gotten in your conversations with teams?
Is that Hal Habib?
Would you classify it as understanding or anger or frustration or what's sort
of? I would say guys had questions about it, right? So you gotta answer those questions, the why. And then some of the whys were like, man, at that time, I didn't think of it like that, you know? And so, as I said, that's something I got to be better with in protecting the team. And, you know, just can't do that.
Will Manso tweeted out, credit to Tua for handling that well. Apologize and move on. He messed up. That's clear. Part of it was emotions of losing, but you can't do that. Teammates had to hear a better explanation. Will says, will it linger? I'm guessing learning from it and winning games would help. So, Lonnie, you have Tua's actual opening statement before the media started asking him questions?
Yeah, here it is.
All right, so, you know, I, as a leader of this team, of the Miami Dolphins, you know, the comments that had been said, I would say I've made a mistake, and I'm owning up to that right now. You know, I've talked to guys on the team about it, talked to the leaders about it, and, you know, that they know my heart. They know that the intent was right, but no matter the intent, you know, the intent can be right, but when things get misconstrued or however the media wants to portray it, you know, that leaves a void of silence and a lot of questions for the guys on our team. Now, being 1-5, you know, we talk a lot about, all right, we got to get this going. We got to get this going. Come in excited to go to work. Forget about the noise. And I feel like I just added onto that for our guys. You know, for myself, I got to look at myself as the leader, protecting the team. I don't feel like I did that to the best of my abilities. I felt like I let the emotions of the game get to me after the game. And, you know, that's something that I can learn from as a leader on this team. And what happens in-house should be protected. And none of that should have gotten out. And so want to publicly apologize about that. Want to move forward. And now want to focus on the Cleveland Browns.
All right. So that was his opening statement. Josh, thanks for joining us. Have a good call in Tennessee. We appreciate it. I want to discuss this, obviously. So you can stick around in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Yeah. All right. What's your initial thought as – I'll ask Crowder first. What's your initial thought as to his opening statement there?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He got his ass cussed out. He sounded like a little kid that got in trouble. And now, you know, I was wrong. I admit I was wrong. And yeah, he wasn't thinking about it, post-game emotions, but the frustration is building. This comes from last year, the year before, and all that. So I think he's getting tired of being treated like a little kid. And now I get a mistake. Now I get yelled at. I think he's fed up.
The thing that kind of bothered me about it, obviously on the surface, like credit to him for apologizing like that, but he shoehorned in trying to blame the media again for taking the quotes out of context. I don't understand what he's doing there. And then he talks about, well, yes, Solana, he said something about how the media took it out of context afterwards. He absolutely said that.
He said, however you want to spin it, the media.
Nobody's smart.
I would say this. Is he referencing the fact that it got clipped into this 15-second thing and the media nationally didn't give the context where he came out and said, I threw three interceptions, I played a poor game, I have to do better? Is that maybe where that little snippet is coming in from Tua about, hey, the media portraying it a certain way?
I don't get it, though. All we heard over the past 48 hours was that Tua needs to shut up, take accountability, talk about himself at a press conference, and don't talk about anybody else. And I don't know, guys, I just heard that from Tua Tagovailoa. For the first time this season, I heard a guy walk up to the podium, address the media before a question is asked, and say, yeah, that was on me. And I get what you're saying, Appel, where he says, however you guys want to spin it, but he's not wrong. Everything this guy says gets spun into something. That comes with the territory. I'm not dismissing what he said. What he said was stupid. But for the first time this season, I just heard Tua step to the podium and say, bro, I effed up. I got to be better.
He gets credit for that, but I don't know that he comes and does this press conference if his head coach doesn't call him out yesterday, if all of his teammates are leaking out to other members of the media saying that they were unhappy. So, like, I don't know if this was just the reaction.
Yeah, but when you say you don't know it, I mean, maybe he does. I mean, you don't know.
And that's fine. But, like, for me, everything with him rings hollow to me, because someone asked, I forget which one of Manso Shad and Hal Habib asked him, which I love. That's my favorite game during press conferences, is not watching it, trying to figure out whose voice it is. He mentioned again about, oh, well, at practice, guys are staying late and they're doing all this stuff. And I'm like, that's what you said the entire offseason about how this culture is getting so much better. You guys said it this week, and I'm sure at other times as well. Like, the fact that this is what's the narrative around the team after an entire offseason of saying, hey, the culture is getting better, we got rid of the problems. It's all the same stuff. And it is such a cluster with... It's a cluster bleep of things that are self-inflicted here. And again, surface level, credit to Tua for coming out and apologizing.
How else do you try to move past it other than what he just did?
Right. Of course, he had to do that. And so he gets credit for that. It blows my mind that, you know, you're talking about, this is year six for him. It's not his first year as a captain. It's not his first year as a starting quarterback in the league. And I'm having to learn how to appropriately take accountability and talk in press conferences in year six. I don't know, man. Like, it's just frustrating. And it's crazy that I'm in this place now where 7 weeks ago I was banging on my desk in here talking about how when Tua Tagovailoa plays and he's healthy, they win. And I've done a complete 180 on the guy. And, like, part of me feels bad for that. And I don't know what blinders I had on before, but, like, I was so wrong about everything in relation to this team.
I think it would have been funny if he came out there and he's like, hey, have you guys seen Anthony Weaver's defense lately? Because you try to remain in a good mood and level-headed after a game.
I think Tua, with the frustration of losing, is going through, like, an identity crisis. Because he's not really a leader, but they're forcing him to be a leader. And now he's getting asked about a bad team, and he's not playing well, and it's frustrating. but he's not a leader, but he's talking about people. Like, I think he's just – I think personally he's going through a lot, and that's why Cam Newton keeps saying, I don't like the talkative Tua. I think Tua's trying to figure out how to be a starting quarterback that has to answer for a bad team.
Yeah, well, this is kind of rare territory for him, to be quite honest, because he's always looked better than the team has looked, and this is you know, the test of metal, right? And it didn't go well after that game.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.